Dr. Gwen Show, where you come to be inspired, educated, and empowered to live a passionate and effective life on purpose. The number one podcast show for inspiring women. This is the podcast where we support you in living your best life ever, even while raising happy, healthy kids. Tired of feeling stuck in a rut with nowhere to turn for resources and advice? We can help. Achieve your best life ever by listening to our podcast show. Introducing the woman who believes it's possible to be totally fulfilled in all circumstances of life. The host of the Dr. Gwen Show, the Dr. Gwen.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. Gwen Show. Today, we have invited Mary Ellen Roth back to our studio to talk with us about life. You know, life matters. I know I've put out a video quite recently on the blog about my personal situation, my life, my marriage, and how that went, and my recovery and the lessons that I learned from it. And I understand that there are a lot of women out there who may be in current situations. You may have passed some situation. You may be bitter about stuff that has happened. And with Mary Ellen Roth and her story is so inspirational that I thought I would invite her back to our studios to help sort through some of what she encountered to be a blessing and a source of empowerment for you. So Mary Ellen, thank you so much for joining us in the studio again today.
Hi, Dr. Gwen. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, completely happy to have you. And during our last conversation, Mary Ellen, you had talked about a 22-year marriage that you had. And you have stepped out from that divorce to where you are right now as an entrepreneur building your very own business. Now, can you just share with our listeners some of that experience where you were leading up to where you are right now?
I will. It's kind of a icky story, but I'm ready to tell you. Dr. Gwen, I opened up with her for really the first time because it's taken a long time for me to be able to tell my story without crying or just being so embarrassed. I would just completely avoid the subject. And I think people know when you're holding back and not being completely honest with them. It's not that I would lie about my past, but it's really hard for me to be open and honest about it because it's been pretty hard. I'm married young, and I married someone who was older than me and very much at the top of his profession. And for his work, we did a lot of traveling and socializing and moving. I think we lived in 7 different states. So my job was to stay at home with the kids and move us, pack, unpack, find new doctors, find new schools, a year or two later, go through it all again. And I really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I loved being with the kids and all that life entailed. But over the years, things just got really harder and harder. Some of these moves were not easy. Some of the jobs were really hard where my husband would find himself walking into a really bad situation financially, and he would have to make layoffs, and then all of a sudden he'd be the enemy instead of the good guy. And the way I started coping with this was drinking socially, you know. Liquor became the social lubricant for me. I'm a very quiet, introverted person who loves to be in her jeans with dogs and kids. I did not want to be in an evening gown, making small talk with strangers every weekend, week after week after week. And I didn't know what else to do but to drink. And it went from drinking when I was out to drinking home alone. And I knew I had a problem. And my mother was a very mean alcoholic, and I hated her. She was very abusive. And I swore, growing up, I was never going to be like her. And then all of a sudden, at the age of 42 or 3, I found myself turning into her, and it was horrifying for me. So luckily, I knew about AA, and okay. I got sober. I've been sober now over 13 years.
Awesome.
But when I got sober, the other thing that happened was I saw through very clear eyes that I was in a marriage where there was really no love, and I didn't want to be part of that anymore. So I asked for a divorce, and I had no idea how hard it was going to be on my own, out on my own, because my entire identity was based on having money and traveling, and, you know, I never had to feel anything. Whenever I was upset or at all irritated, I could just spend money and feel better. So that's how I thought, you know, that's how my life was. I'd feel yucky about something or unhappy, and I'd go out and buy some new shoes or plan a trip, escape. And I thought it was a great life at the time. But when I found myself divorced and unable to find work because I hadn't had a career, I had studied piano in college and taught some piano lessons, and that doesn't count as a career. I just had, I had no inkling about the reality of the work world, and I was in so much fear, I just started taking any job I could, and I was pretty miserable. I got my real estate license and tried that and didn't make any money and quit that and went on to the next thing and did some retail work, and I was miserable. And I was miserable because I thought that in order to be happy, I had to replace everything I had lost. I thought I had to have a big house to be happy. I thought I had to be able to go to Europe or Hawaii to be happy. This went on for way too long. I'm embarrassed to say it, you know. I have to say, people were always talking about that Eat, Play, Love book by Elizabeth Gilbert. And my experience with that book was when it came out, I went and got it. And I read about her, and she's depressed for, like, I don't know, 3 months. And then she picks herself up, and she goes traveling around the world and meets this great man and lives happily after after. And that day or that week, I had been at the pawn shop selling my mother's jewelry and my grandmother's jewelry so that I could pay my rent, you know. So when I started reading that book, I just got so mad. I just threw it across the room. You know, I mean, the depression I had was just, it was crippling. But I had to keep going, you know, one foot in front of the other. Saw some therapists. I went to AA, and I just kept going until I started finding myself again.
That is so remarkable, though, about finding yourself again. Because I know, as I listen to your story, it resonates so much with the lack of love in the relationship and all of that. And from my first marriage and how that turned out. I know there are women who are quite possibly in this current circumstance and completely confused about what they should do to make their move and to make their escape. Perhaps they're thinking, maybe this guy will turn around. Maybe he'll get better. I know all those thoughts went through my mind when I was going through the circumstance, and it would be better for 2 weeks, and then we were right back to the same situation. It was a roller coaster ride. Now, how did you finally get to the point where you began to feel strong mentally to even pick yourself up and go take on college? Because that in itself requires something.
Right. It was graduate school.
Right. Graduate school.
I saw that as a way into a better level of work. I thought that if I got that credential, it would certainly help my prospects. I have to tell you, that did a lot for my self-esteem, but it was not a miracle pill for my career.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, because when I finally graduated with my master's and I was applying for a lot of jobs that I thought I'd be a shoo-in for, they'd say, great, you have the graduate degree, but you have no work experience. So,
yeah.
You know, so that wasn't exactly an easy transition either. But it was a really valuable experience for me. I would say the accomplishment of that, doing it by myself, taking on the student loan debt, it was, for me, really gave my self-esteem back. Mm-hmm. And then it was about a year ago that I spent a lot of time in meditation, and I finally received the message that I'm worth it. You know, that I'm enough. Finally, I'm enough. I don't need stuff for people to respect me.
That's an awesome place to be. Just realizing that you are enough. You are grounded. And I can tell you, I can attest, that meditation really does center you and cause you to really discover your internal strength. And if you can come from that place, it makes the biggest difference with what you're about to undertake. And there was something else you said, Mary Ellen. You said reaching out for the resources instead of locking yourself away and feeling sorry for yourself. You reached out and took advantage of resources to help to support you. And that would be one thing you would encourage other women to do, I would imagine.
Oh, right. I mean, you can't sit home in a pity pot because things don't get better. You know, there's a great saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I mean, we get really stuck in our habits, sitting home at night watching TV, eating a box of cookies, and hoping that suddenly we're going to be slim and have a gorgeous boyfriend and make a lot of money. I mean, doesn't happen that way, you know.
No, it certainly doesn't, does it? Mm-hmm. And the one thing is that, too, the important thing that I would like our audience to note is that sometimes you may not even feel like you have the strength to get up and to do it. You know, I remembered when I was applying to get my master's degree at the university, and there were so many hurdles to go through. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I don't even feel like I want to complete all of this and jump through all of these hurdles to go do those exams and all of that. But I had to keep focused on the end result of what I wanted, because I too was trying to escape a very horrible marriage. And I realized that I thought education would be my way out, and I am certainly not sorry that I went that route, you know. So for the ladies out there who may be sitting, they may not necessarily want to go back to college and get a degree, but they can do something. And the supportive network can be friends and family, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Or people around you.
I mean, you can find it in so many places. Churches or even meetup groups, they're free. And there are meetup groups all over the place with any kind of common interest that you might have with someone. You find people who are simpatico and who like you. I even have this cute little dog, and I joined the little dog group in my community, and that I had so much fun because we would get together with our dogs. I mean, how silly is that? But I would laugh and I would have fun, and that just lifted my spirit so much.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that kind of crossed my mind just now is that I want to make it clear that we're not saying to women that if you have a challenge in your relationship, to walk away from it, right?
I guess that's not what
we're saying.
Oh, no.
But how would you summarize this so that someone who may be having a challenge, how would they know the difference of when to go and when to stay? How did you know that for yourself?
Well, I felt so alone in my marriage. I thought that, I mean, really, I felt like I was living alone, and I thought, gosh, this is just sad to be in a marriage and feel alone and lonely. Mm-hmm. And I would rather be on my own and find a new life for myself and find happiness again. And, you know, I've seen people stay married for a long time and they're so unhappy, but a lot of it has to do with fear about money, you know, like, what's going to happen to me? Mm-hmm. It all works out. I mean, life does work out if you go with what you know is good for you, if you're honest with yourself.
Yeah, listen to your heart, because your heart will never leave you in the wrong place, absolutely never.
No. You know, thank you. Trying to lie to yourself and say, oh, he'll be nice to me next week, or, you know, maybe things will get better. It's you're just fooling yourself, and we're all much better with surrounded with happiness and love, not emptiness and loneliness. And it doesn't really matter what the cost is to move out of it.
Right. And then there are some definite things that I would say to women who find themselves in situations like this, that you talk to your mate, first of all. Try to make it work before you run off and leave. I know I ran off and I left because it had gotten to a point where I felt like I'd tried everything and it wasn't going to work, and I wasn't going to stay in an abusive relationship. I certainly wasn't. What would be your final words to the mom who may be listening to this recording right now, or to the woman, or to the girlfriend, or whoever it is who may be listening, who may want a way out and just not simply know how to make that first step?
I think you really need to connect with women friends who will support you and help you, because we will. You know a true friend when they step in and help you when things get rough. They don't suddenly become too busy, but, you know, if they need to babysit for you while you can go on job interviews or whatever you can to get yourself on your feet financially, I just would not want to see any woman in the situation I was with, you know, 20 years of marriage and no way to support herself, and someone who was just didn't really care how I ended up. That's not a good place to be.
Right.
It's a horrible place to be. So whatever you can to keep working on skills.
Yeah. And the big thing is just keep working on the skills, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, because you never know when you will need that skill, whether it is in a good marriage to help out your husband, or if things turn the opposite way and you have to support yourself. With that said, Mary Ellen, I'd like to thank you for coming back and joining us. And please give us your website and your contact information once again so that those people who want to join you and make further contact with you can find you.
Oh, absolutely. You can read about me on my website, MaryEllenRoth.org. And it's all one word, MaryEllenRoth.org, or email me at MaryEllenRoth@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Mary Ellen, for joining us again. And to our dear listeners, thank you for joining us on the Dr. Gwen Show. Once again, we invite you to visit our website at www.thedrgwen.com. Follow us on Twitter at TheDrGwen. and like us on Facebook, The Dr. Gwen Show. Have a really fantastic day.